What's up, guys? Welcome back to Salt Shack Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Bruce LeBlanca. I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75, and we're here with
Cooper. I don't got a nickname, but y'all can follow the IG Cooper.Kennedy2.
future NFL star Cooper Kennedy.
Yeah.
Trying to 1500 by end of fall semester. Plug, go hit it with a follow.
Yeah, go hit him up. All right. So yeah, we're here with Cooper today. Today's episode, we're going to do a Q&A with Cooper, our trivia battle that we always do with guests, and then our top 10 of the day is top 10 rappers, our favorite rappers. Be different list if it was like greatest rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll start with our Q&A. You ready for some questions thrown your way?
I'm dialed. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. All right. Start off with, what's your favorite candy?
Woo, favorite candy. I'm have to go. It's both Sour Patch Kids, but it's a tie between like actual Sour Patch Kids and the Sour Patch Kids watermelon.
Oh.
Dude, I've been smacking
Oh.
those recently.
Fair enough.
All right. What's your second favorite NFL team?
Ooh, so my second favorite NFL team, that one's tough. Honestly, I'm probably gonna have to go. I'm a big Joe Burrow guy,
Okay.
but I'm also a big Jalen Hurts guy, so it's kind of like a Eagles, Bengals type thing.
Yeah.
But I like what the Eagles are doing building the team, so I'm gonna go with the Eagles. I'm not a
Okay.
bandwagon, I'm just a Jalen Hurts fan.
Yeah,
Been a fan
yeah.
of him since he was going through college and everything.
All right.
He was doubted on so hard.
Facts.
And then,
It's crazy what happens when you build a team around your quarterback to
yeah.
surround his strengths.
They're kind of cracked this year, too.
Yeah.
Their running back room.
It's nuts.
Okay. What's your favorite video game?
Favorite video game? I have to go with Modern Warfare 2. I'd be running Warzone all the time. Love that game.
Fair enough.
All right.
Oh, my
You're loading.
Fortnite. Just kidding.
Fortnite!
You're loading up a game of Mario Kart. Who are you picking?
Peach.
Okay.
What is that?
Aerodynamics. Like, got. I only run Mario Kart on the Wii, alright? But anytime I use Peach, we're winning. We're dubbing. It's just how it works.
That why
Yep.
you had to be Peach at game night?
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
And we had to be playing Wii.
I know. I would have won if we were on Wii. This Mario Kart 8 stuff, like, I don't know what that is.
Fair enough. Maybe next
Maybe
year.
next year.
You bring out the Wii, I'm winning.
Sounds good. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite kicker in the NFL?
Take this in so many directions. It's going on YouTube. Someone go Mason Crosby. Does he count or is it because he's retired? He doesn't count.
Is he retired?
I
I
thought
thought
he
he was just a
got.
free agent.
Oh.
Oh. Maybe. I'm just gonna go Mason
Yeah,
Crosby.
just go for it.
Yeah.
And then in case that one doesn't count, I'll go Cody Parkey.
When you think back about football, what's your favorite football memory? Or just like the first one that comes up?
Probably Lodi game senior year. That was like the best game I ever had, or senior night of senior year. Because I blew out my knee third game of the season, and then so I had surgery like end of September, and then not even like 6 weeks out of surgery, I got to come back for senior night. And I got one play in the fourth quarter with like 3 minutes left where I just got to take a snap, hand the ball off, and they took a knee. So that was probably my favorite memory. That was fun.
Pretty fire memory, honestly.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite quarterback in the NFL?
I like Justin Fields. I really like. I think he's gonna have a big year this year. Jalen Hurts. I really like. I like the way Patrick Mahomes plays and how he kind of just doesn't let other people limit what he can do. He kind of just has like a free flow of mind with how he plays. So you see him do all like this crazy stuff. And that's because of like his mindset and how he doesn't think there's any limits to what he can do. And so, but I'm not gonna pick Mahomes because I feel like a lot of people would pick that. So I'm gonna probably, I really do like Joe Burrow too. If I had to pick one, I'm gonna go with Hurts. I'm gonna go with Jalen Hurts. He's probably my one guy that like if I were to watch a full NFL game and I could only watch one quarterback, I'd either watch Burrow or I'd watch Hurts, and I'm just gonna go with Hurts.
I guess this kind of ties into that. Who are some of your inspirations? Like, who do you look up to? For,
I'd probably say it's tough because it's like you got a lot of
yeah.
Like you're saying, just for quarterbacks wise, or just overall, like people you look up to.
I mean, could go either way, to be honest.
I'd probably say if it was a quarterback, I'd look up to. One of them is Mahomes, just the way he kind of like has a free flow of mind. He doesn't let other people dictate what he does. He has that free flow of mind, like I said, where it allows him to do like out of world stuff that you've never seen done before. Like the one in the Super Bowl in the picture where he's parallel to the ground, he throws and hits his receiver in the face mask. And so he's definitely one. I think of guys, Jalen Hurts, obviously, the amount of stuff that he's gone through. And then probably the number one guy that I look up to when it comes to stuff is like Tom Brady. Obviously, he's had like his downs with like Deflategate, Spygate, whatever, all that stuff. But it's like he had a similar knee injury early in his career where he was out for a whole year. But it's like he's come back and arguably the greatest athlete to play any sports when it comes to winning awards and stuff like that. Tom Brady's probably top of the list.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Let's see. What do I want to ask next? What's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man. Easily. I have to go Spider-Man.
Fair enough. Yeah. Spider-Man's pretty sick. He's
got the grippers.
You got a favorite Spider-Man?
any of the new ones. Any of the ones with Tom Holland and Zendaya.
All right. What's your favorite sport besides football?
Baseball. Baseball, okay. For sure. Because I'd say, yeah, I'd have to go baseball. There's a lot of strategy in it. It probably goes for me football, baseball, basketball.
If you have one, what's your favorite horror movie?
Saw. Any of the movies in the Saw series are Halloween. I've watched all of the all of the more modern Halloweens. So actually, I'll change it. I'll say Halloween's number one. I'll probably go Saw number two.
Saw is pretty sick. I enjoy Saw.
Saw was just interesting.
Yeah, it's more than just gore. Yeah, like people like, say it is. Yeah. Like the first one's got really good story. I feel like.
Yeah, it's like you're actually like trying to figure out, all right, who's the person behind all this, and there's actually like a plot to it.
Yeah, it just gets like overshadowed by the gore because it's so like, we'll get into that another time. Yeah, what's your favorite NFL logo?
Oh man, that's tough. She got ones where it's like Kansas City, where it really like embodies Kansas City itself, and it's kind of like almost like barbecue style thing that they've got going on with the red and the yellow, and you've got the Bengals, which is just sick because you got like the tiger scratch across the B.
Yeah.
And you got the Bills. I think their logo is sick. If I had to pick one, I haven't mentioned it, I'm gonna go Dolphins. Dolphins. I'd have to go Dolphins.
I like the Dolphins. I like. Well, I don't know about as a team, but their logo and jerseys are pretty solid. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is gonna be a tough one. I don't even know if you're able to answer this, but who's your favorite teammate of all time?
Oh, man, you can do that, dude.
Top three.
Man, that's even worse.
Don't even rank them. Just name off
three teammates. Name off three teammates, no rank.
Diesel, for sure. I got to have Diesel in there. I was just with him last night. We went and got some grub. But Diesel, Keats, he's my left tackle. Every quarterback's got their left tackle. He was mine. Man, that's tough. Dude, because it's like, it's so tough naming a favorite. But I have to go Diesel. I have to go Blair. Blair was one of our defensive backs, hustle guy. He wasn't the biggest. Like, that dude's strong as all get out. But he's kind of like just a smaller guy, but he's going to give you everything he's got 100% of the time. Really good leader. And then I think I'd have to go Dayden Gillen. He's that dude's such a good athlete.
He's like, a machine, yeah.
All-state baseball, all-state football, and really good basketball player, too. He's going to go play football at Whitewater. He had D2 offers to go play football for receiver and safety as well. So it's like, you got D2 offers to play receiver and safety. That's nuts. But he made my life so much easier. That dude's a hell of an athlete. You just give it near them. Like sophomore year and junior, sophomore year I had a decent year. Junior year wasn't very good, but like if I didn't have him, I don't even know.
I was gonna say
that dude saved my ass a lot. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this at all.
No, oh, you can't. All right. Yeah.
Your sophomore year, I just remember being like, Dayton's always goddamn open. Like, dude, the people are always
open. Like, that dude.
Favorite NFL jersey design?
I like what the Buccaneers did. I really like the Eagles. A lot of teams are doing their throwback jerseys this year. The Eagles are doing their Kelly Greens. The Buccaneers are doing their creamsicles. The Colts are doing, it's not really a throwback look, but it's kind of just like this all-solid blue that's pretty sweet.
Looks like the, like, you know, like the Oregon eggshell?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but like in blue.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like it. But if I had to pick one, I think the coolest jerseys, I have to go, I mentioned them earlier, I gotta go with the Dolphins. It's just unique, their colors are unique, mm-hmm. It fits Miami really well, mm-hmm. I have to go with that.
You a fan of the Seattle throwbacks?
Dude, those, I didn't even forget to mention, those are probably like some of my favorite jerseys in the league. Those are nuts.
Yeah. All right, last one. We did our Pixar list. What's your favorite Pixar movie?
Pixar movie. Can't remember. Was Remember the Titans technically picked? No, Pixar's only animated.
Yeah.
Up. No. Scratch that completely. Cars. Gotta go Cars.
Yeah.
Gotta go Cars.
Fair enough. It's a good movie. All right. Was that your last one then?
Yeah.
Or you got more?
Sure. I can
throw one more out there.
What's your favorite comfort food? You're like, man, I'm hungry. This is... hits the spot always.
Canes is up there. I was just there last night with Keats. it's gotta be Canes. Just going down, because it's like going downtown, grabbing some Canes. That hits. I gotta go Canes.
Up next, we will do trivia battle. I do not have a prize today, but that's fine. Give you guys a prize the next time whoever wins. I think Caleb, you're like 3-1 in trivia battle.
Man. Used to.
Tony.
Tony got lucky with the guessing ones. So, trivia today is about NFL and fantasy trivia.
Oh, boy.
So, basically, have you watched the trivia battle yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're going to do rock, paper, scissors. Whoever goes first, if you get it, you get the point. If you don't get it, he gets the steal. He gets a point. Pretty All much. Right. So, rock, paper, scissors. Go All first. Right.
All right.
You go first. You're going to defer to him.
I'll take it.
Okay. Who made the most field goals last year in the NFL?
Who's the dude? You said field goals?
Yeah. Field goals made.
What's a team that could not convert for the life of them in the end zone? I want to say it's either the dude from Dallas or the guy from Cincinnati who played at Florida. McPherson.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with McPherson.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I'll just go with the best kicker, Justin Tucker.
It is Justin Tucker.
Yeah. Just
37 field goals made last year.
How many?
37.
Ooh.
He beat out the next person by like 6 field goals or something like that. Not
close.
All right. Who has the highest winning percentage in fantasy across all 3 seasons so far? There's only like 6 people to pick from that's played all 6.
It's
got to
be years. Like, I think it's you.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
How many questions are there?
15.
Okay.
I'm 32-8.
I was going to say, seasons. Like, there you could pick Jeffrey. Because he's won.
He was definitely second.
Yeah, but it's like, you always have like a really good record, so it's like, ah.
So fucked up, man. I'm the Packers in fantasy. I get a good record, and I get fucked in the playoffs.
Literally.
All right, this is just throwing it back a little bit. So, we have divisions, the MILF and DILF division. What were the division names before MILF and DILF?
It had to do something with, I can remember it. One of them was, like, started with a B, I want to say. It was, like, Bryce something. Or it was like
Rice something.
No.
I named the division after me.
No. it was like Jablonka or Jablonka or something like that.
What's the league name? Yeah,
I get that. I can't remember it though.
I will give it that both of them start with a B. So you're on to something there. If you get one, I'll give you a half point. But if you get both, I'll give you a full point.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Really got me thinking over here.
Do we got a countdown of how long we can think?
I'll give you like 20 more seconds.
All right.
It's hard to think of, but I feel like you guys will remember when I say it.
Yeah,
you guys
definitely.
Oh, it'll 100%. Can you think of it?
No.
Neither can I.
No.
Should we both just like mutually agree? All right, we're not answering this one.
Yeah, you guys can team up, I guess. But I'd you guys just won't be get like a point.
Big boys or something. Big men.
The big men.
Big booty. all right, what was it?
Ballers and badasses. Those are the
I
don't remember that.
That was the first year we had money involved. So, all right. Next question. Who threw the most interceptions last year in the NFL? There's an easy answer and there's a harder answer.
I think I got one of them.
It's gotta be.
It's tied. So.
Oh, I'm forgetting his name. Justin Herbert.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, not Herbert. Dang. Feels like it, though, for how he played for me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Feels like every game I paid attention to, it was just interception. I was like, oh.
Justin Fields didn't play enough. He was injured. He didn't play enough to be up there. Dak Prescott didn't play enough. I want to say... I feel like Aaron Rodgers is up there, but I don't think it was him.
He had a lot last year.
He did have a lot, but I don't think he's Rodgers. I don't think he's up there. Brady played last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
it's
what
weird
I thought.
To think about that. Yeah. Last year.
Because Brady had a decent amount, but it wasn't up there. I've got one guy in mind.
There's one like I'd say. If I were, like, ranking them, there's one that's, like, top 12-ish quarterback, and then the other one's, like okay, he started, and he was pretty awful, so.
I'm going to go with Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is not correct.
Dang, that was
do
my
one
second
more
guess.
Each.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quarterbacks to pick from, so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think I got my other one. Hold on. Can we ask a question? Can we ask how many interceptions they had?
I'll give that to you. It's 15.
15?
Okay. All right, I think I got one. I think I have the harder one.
You have the harder one?
Yeah, like the shitter.
I mean, I guess I'll just go with Brady.
Not Brady.
Ooh, do I want to go? I'm deciding between Davis Mills and Trevor Lawrence. Give me Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence? Not Trevor Lawrence.
Was it Davis Mills?
It was Davis
God
Mills.
God damn it, no! You
ready for this?
Yeah.
Davis Mills and Dak Prescott.
Bro, I did not... I named both of them, dude.
But Dak didn't play enough and went, well, there was one of his answers.
I was so mad. Oh, God. At least I knew the answer. I just didn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, another NFL question. Who had the most rushing touchdowns last season? I'll give you a hint. It was actually I don't. I'll give it to you. Your second guess around. It might be a little too obvious if I say it now.
I don't think it was Jonathan Taylor. Or, no, it's your turn, right? Or is it mine?
It's yours.
Oh, okay, it's mine. I don't think it was Jonathan Taylor. I shouldn't be saying these names because then it's gonna rule out some of them for him. Damian Pierce.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No.
Man. I'm going to say Josh Jacobs. I know he did really well.
He did very well. But It was a split backfield running back. I'm guessing he got all the goal line touches based off how many touchdowns he got. So.
Oh! I know who it is.
Jamal Williams.
Correct. Jamal Williams stole all of Swift's touchdowns last season.
Because he scored like the most touchdowns in Lions history, he beat out Barry Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
In the single season,
he had 17. Speaking of most touchdowns, who had the most receiving touchdowns last season? This is an elite wide receiver. I will give you that one. It's not weird.
Oh, it's not weird.
You got it or something?
I'll just go with Justin Jefferson.
No, surprisingly not.
Huh. Wide receiver or just receiver? Like an elite receiver or wide an elite receiver. Wide receiver?
Okay. Wide receiver. It wasn't Travis.
Okay, that's who I was
thinking. That's who I was going to say, but...
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
I would have said receiver if it was Travis, but it wasn't Travis.
Okay, so. I'm going to go. I'm deciding between, like, three dudes. I'm going to go with Tyreek.
Incorrect. I'm just for time-wise, since I know this Raptor list might take a while, I'm just going to do one guess in between. It was Devontae.
Dang it. Oh. I was deciding between Devontae and Tyreek.
He had 14 touchdowns last year. It's your turn, right?
Yeah.
In our fantasy league, based off our rules, who had the highest scoring game last season? And this is why I'm glad you're going first, because you should know.
Because it was me. I had one game that just went crazy, right?
Not player, like NFL player, who had the highest scoring game.
Oh.
That question will be later, though.
Who had the highest scoring? There was one player that just went, like, absurd. I'm trying to think who was on my team. It wasn't Dalvin.
Across all the league, not just your team.
Oh. Josh Jacobs.
No.
The highest scoring individual player.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Caleb had Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He beat out. He had
57.3 points.
Yeah.
What's the score right now for points wise? I know I've got one.
He has three of one.
I know he beat out the other person by like
Kamara?
2 points. It was I don't remember yeah, who it was.
The one how many I think I only lost once last year, maybe twice, and it was to Jack. Because he had Kamara and he got 50 points.
Yeah.
It was fucked. Anyways. All right. Most fumbles in the NFL last season. And I'll give you a hint. It was a quarterback.
Oh. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Man. Could be someone. Oh.
I know who it is.
Trying to think who just, like, dropped it a lot. I'll just go with Brady, to be honest.
I think he was up there, wasn't?
Daniel Jones.
No.
Okay.
No. I really thought you got it, though. Yeah. It was Justin Fields. He had 8.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that, honestly. I thought it was Daniel Jones. My next guess would have been Dak Prescott.
Because I'm pretty sure he fumbled, like, 4 times against the Lions.
Man. Yeah, he fumbled a couple times against the 49ers, too, when they played on that, like, terrible field.
That was like their first game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's switch it up a little bit. We've been doing a lot of NFL questions. Do you want another NFL question?
It's his turn. Your turn, right? No, it's my turn. Let's do NFL. All
right. Who had the most rushing yards last year?
Rushing yards. Who got fed the rock? For this one, I'm going to go, it's not like, I don't think it's a stupid, like, elite team that did it.
No, definitely not. But the name has been mentioned today.
I was going to go with Josh Jacobs.
Correct.
That was my guess.
1,653.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he had a pretty high scoring game, too.
I want to say he had one that was like 42 or something.
Something like that. And then Devontae also had 40 that game too. And I'm pretty sure the Raiders still lost that game somehow.
Shocker.
All right. Who had the worst record across three seasons? This is a...
This got to be an easy answer.
This shit had me giggling last night.
I'm deciding between two people right now.
Trying to think who's never made it to the playoffs.
When I initially came up with these, I was like, oh, there's a lot of people to pick from, but there's only been, like, eight people that have, like, stayed all three, like, four seasons now.
I don't know if he's been in it the whole time, but...
Also, if you get it wrong, you're just calling someone
else. I know! Because, yeah, I don't remember if he was in the first one.
There's two answers that I would understand you saying but aren't correct, and then there's a real answer.
Dang. I'm sorry, Greg.
No, it's not Greg.
Okay.
Just Forrest.
That was his last. Yeah, it's Forrest.
I knew it right off the bat.
Because us three have played all the years.
Yeah.
Jeffrey has. Josh has. Josh was second, I think, crazy enough. But Forrest has been 14-26.
Dang.
The first year he went 2-10.
I was going to go Forrest or Pauly.
Pauly, if he played the first season, he might have been there too, honestly. All right. Who had the highest scoring game in fantasy, like, as a team? So, like, a player. I think it's your turn.
Yeah, it's mine. I remember there was a week where I scored like 260 or 270, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then there was another week that someone beat it out. So I don't think it's me. You're definitely up there, but I don't think it's you. I want to say it's just a random team that just went crazy.
Oh, wait. Is it who's? Oh, yeah, because I just said Greg. Yeah, you're good.
I'm gonna go Greg. I'm gonna go with Greg.
Incorrect.
I'm going to say it's you.
Incorrect. What? Greg had it until about week 15, and then you passed him.
It was me?
Yeah.
Dang.
And it was 184.1. I think you were thinking of the first season.
Yeah, I was
when we had, like, first. Two quarterbacks.
Yeah, and, that's what it was.
Yeah, but, yeah, because Greg had it week 2.
Yeah.
He went insane, and you beat him by, like, a point, like, week 15 or something like that. All right. So we got three fantasy and one NFL. What do you want?
Give me fantasy.
All right.
Wait, hold up. It's 3-3 right now on the points, right? Or is it?
Yeah, it's 3-3.
It's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are pretty tough. What was the Bruce to Invite year one Super Bowl matchup? I'll give you a hint. I won. So there's
I
one.
I do know you won.
That was the 1 year we didn't play for money, too.
Yeah.
It was a free league.
It was you and Josh, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I want to say, I feel like you put this in here because I want to say it was like, I'm just going to say it wasn't me and you.
No.
Dang it.
It was me and Forrest. That's why I put it in there.
I was like, it's got to be something ironic.
Because that was the year I put everyone in the playoffs and Forrest made it
with 2-10. I thought so, but I was like, there's no way. With 2-10.
He went 2-10 in the regular season and then had a like three-game winning streak going into our game. Because he had Lamar when Lamar had the poop game.
Oh.
You want NFL or your fantasy one?
I'm gonna go fantasy.
It might end in a tie. These are pretty tough at the end here.
Oh boy.
Oh, actually, whoever. Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna. Whatever. So, across now four seasons of playing the Bruce to Invite, how many people have played in our league total?
There's.
You want a multiple choice, or do you guys just wanna.
What do you want?
Straight shot it.
I kind of want to straight shot it.
I kind of want to. Can you give a? No, I'm not. I was gonna say, can you give us a range of like?
I could. It'd be a really simple one. There's 14 in our league right now, so I'll give you 14. That's the minimum.
Yeah, and then the max, but there's been 8 people that have stayed throughout all of them.
I can double check. You guys think while I double check
okay. This real
quick. I'm going to go with
6 people across all the seasons.
Okay. What do you mean?
So 6 people.
So 6 people stayed.
Oh, okay.
That's a wild number.
I'm going to go with 27. Yeah.
27?
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Why are you saying that? He ain't gone yet.
That's true. My bad. I wasn't very close, Cooper.
What? I'm going to go with like 30.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Giving that to Cooper. It was 25.
Dang. I was going to go 27 or 23.
You want the NFL one? I recommend it if you want to come back.
Sure.
I'll save that one for last.
Who had the most pass yards and touchdowns last season? It's the same person.
It's probably Patrick Mahomes.
Big final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, I thought it was Burrow. I thought it was Burrow.
He had 5,250 passing yards and 41 touchdowns.
How many passing yards?
5,250. All right. For all the marbles. This is such a silly question to end on, but this is the reason it's a tiebreaker question. In the first year of our fantasy league where I won the Super Bowl, who was my highest scoring player of the season? Who had the most points on my team that season?
Like, I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
I'll give you guys like 2 guesses. Or 3 guesses, we'll see.
Oh, wait.
Because there's a lot of people.
4 seasons ago.
Oh no.
I wish I screenshotted the teams, because that was the only year I didn't write down like who had who.
I kind of want to go with a wild card guess, but I can't remember if you had them on your team.
The only thing I can think of is like 2 years ago. I'm like, wait.
I know exactly who you're thinking of, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my guess.
I don't even know if this guy was on your team.
It wasn't Dalvin. You've had Dalvin
every single year. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with something a little wild. Kind of been injury riddled the last few years. Go Darren Waller.
Darren Waller? No, it's not Darren Waller. You were a pretty out there guess, though. Yeah. You had him last year.
Yeah.
You tried giving him to me.
He's so injured constantly.
I'm going to go with Tyreek. Tyreek Hill.
He was on my team that year, though. So that was a good guess, but no.
Oh,
can you... Tyreek on the Chiefs. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Can you give us the position?
Quarterback. I bet you were thinking of Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, that was my first one, and then I was like, no. Yeah.
I remember I had Tyreek Hill. I had prime Falcons Julio Jones. Because that was Julio Jalapenos.
And don't mention the quarterbacks when you're going to these. That's something I would do.
Didn't you have Mixon, too?
Yeah,
Mixon and Tyreek.
That's what I thought.
I did that, like, 2 years later.
I had Mixon. What else do I have?
I think I got it.
Lamar Jackson.
I had him on my team. It wasn't him, though.
Oh. Is that who
you guys are fucking nuts remembering this shit. You guys are unlocking my memories. Jesus Christ.
Trying to think, who would you draft?
Who's my other running back that year? It was someone that, like, I don't think is in the league anymore. I remember that season because you and Luke Manley had the first 2 picks. You both picked McCaffrey and Barkley. And that was the year they got hurt.
Yeah, because I had Barkley.
Yeah.
Hopefully that dude gets paid.
But it can't be like...
Yeah, I know. Because he's right around where my pick is. And if he holds out, he's mad if I pick him.
That dude needs to get paid, though.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. It's such a tough argument.
Man,
just for time-wise, this is the last guess. You guys are gonna be shocked.
Yeah. Because
now I'm really shocked that actually I might have had Lamar my second year, because I highly doubt I would have he would have outscored this, or you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I think Lamar would have done better.
Can we get one more guess after this? You tell us if they're either still in the league now or at the time if they're AFC or NFC.
Sure.
Maybe you had Tua.
Was he on a team back then? He might have been a rookie that year.
Dude,
2020?
I don't know, but... Well, yeah, that was my guess. It's
weird to think. All right. Is that your... Or you wanna...
I mean, like, that was gonna be my guess. Okay. So...
So, he's in the NFC. He's still playing.
Still playing NFC. So, there goes my Tom Brady.
I had Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. And then he picked him again.
And yeah.
The next year. Did he have him last year?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. Caleb's come a long way with football. First year, he didn't know anything about football. Well, he knew some things, but...
Yeah.
He liked Packers stuff, but...
Yeah.
I'm stuck between two people right now.
I wouldn't say them out loud.
I'm not going
to. Yeah.
Jared Goff.
No, that's a solid guess.
Yeah. What conference are the Rams in?
NFC West.
I was going to say Matthew Stafford.
It would have been Goff that year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So
Stafford would have been on the Lions. So I guess, yeah, he still...
You could still guess Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah. It was Kyler Murray.
Oh, I would have never guessed that, honestly.
Yeah.
I know. That's why when you said Lamar, I was like, no shot. Kyler outplayed Lamar. I had Kyler and I had some, like, pocket quarterback that only scored points off like touchdowns. Mm. Well, you guys tied. 4-4. Wait.
You think of just like a random one?
Sure. You want me to?
Yeah. We gotta settle this.
You want like a fantasy question or an NFL question?
What do you want?
I mean, I prefer fantasy, but if it's all easier to think of NFL, then.
Yeah, whatever's easier to think of one.
Yeah, okay, so it was my second year that I had Lamar. Cause yeah. My team name was LJ Man and Side Kirk, because I had Lamar and Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I almost said Kirk. I'm not going to lie, I almost did.
Kirk's a sleeper in fantasy, just because how many touchdowns
he's
the
top quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I wish he wasn't a Viking, though.
Yeah, that's his biggest flaw.
I would root for him if he wasn't a Viking. All right, it's going to come down to luck. This year, we had... Well, last year, technically, we had a Rookie of the Year award. There was 4 rookies last year.
Mm-hmm.
Who won Rookie of the Year last year?
Oh,
I'm not giving you names, because then you guys can just go...
Okay. I want to say it was Ryan.
Ryan Wickersham?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ryan Wickersham.
Good game, sir.
Good games.
That was a good matchup. That was a good matchup.
You guys love to have a rematch in the future.
For sure, Ski.
Since that was a... Yeah.
That was a battle.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
All right. Top 10 rappers. Favorite rappers.
We'll have to, like, fly through these, but...
We got 30 minutes. I have, like, the people that didn't make my list, but I'll say that at the end. And then... So, we're going to do... You did honorable mentions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do...
Five of them.
Okay, so we're going to do honorable mentions, and we'll do 10, 9, 8.
Okay.
Like, in order. So. No particular order
for my
honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Because that was hard. I have 2 questions to ask, because it would depend if they're in my list or not.
Uh-huh.
I don't count Post Malone as a rapper.
Neither do I.
Okay, so if he was, he'd be on my honorable mention, but he's not. Yeah. So, and then are we counting Migos as a group or?
Well, I think they should count. I think that's valid. I think they're fair.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with my first honorable mention being Migos. think they're pretty solid.
Fair enough.
My honorable mentions are like icons that I just didn't listen to as much, but I think they deserve to be on the list pretty much.
Yeah.
So I got Migos, I got Drake, I got Travis Scott, J. Cole, Juice WRLD. Almost forgot Juice WRLD. And then since I couldn't count posts, I got Blueface. So, yeah.
All right. I've got some solid honorable mentions.
I'm kind of interested about your list because I feel like you listen to more people than I do, so I might not know.
Mine's definitely like cultured. Like, okay, not culture's not the right word, but it's like versatile. It's versatile. I got everything from all different places. All
right.
All right, so for honorable mentions, I got Lil Baby. I got King Von, J. Cole, 21 Savage. And I got Biggie as an honorable mention. And then for my last one, Coi Leray. Coi Leray.
I saw you.
Coi Leray. I was at your concert at Summerfest. You did a great job performing. Oh, shit, I dropped my phone. See, yeah. Coi, you got me dropping my phone. Like, saw you at Summerfest. You did a great job. I need you to drop some more music before you crack the top 10. You're early in your career. But you give it 3 or 4 years, I'm sure it'll be top 5. Love you, Coi. All right, go ahead.
I'm interested about Caleb's list because I would say it wasn't until like a couple years ago that he started like really listening to rap. So,
Love you, Coi.
So I got Drake. And then this next one I'll get a lot of heat for. It's just because I haven't listened to him that much. I've listened to one album. I know he's great, though. I've got Kendrick. And then Tupac, who I've only also listened to one album. I've got MF Doom, Jay-Z, and then Snoop Dogg.
Those are all solid. I never listened to Kendrick's music at all. Like, I know a lot of people say that he's, like, stupid good. I just never listened to his music.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. My number 10. This is a home pick for me. I don't expect this to be on anyone else's top 10. I don't advise anyone do what this person did. I have YNW Melly.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Young Gravy. That's solid.
Yeah, so I have YNW Melly. I don't recommend doing what he did. That dude is nuts. He's going to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Didn't he like beat the case or whatever?
He says he does, but he's never going to. He's posted on Instagram saying that he's getting released like 3 times. I think he's just mental now. Like,
he looks like he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Murder on My Mind. I think it was like my top 10 songs for like 3 years straight.
Yeah.
762 Love. That's a
true. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my number 10.
All right, my number 10, OG. He's a top 3 rapper of all time, in my opinion. Like, greatest rapper of all time. I just don't listen to him that much. Eminem. So, I don't know, simple pick, dude's a legend. I just don't listen to him that much.
Fair enough.
My number 10's funny. Reminds me of, like, early high school. It's like, you heard this song, and you're like, yeah, they would play this. But I got Sway Lee.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, got some bangers, but it's like kind of a funny pick.
Yeah, I think. Fair enough. Like, that's back. Yeah, that was when he was like Ray Shremmerd and Sway Lee.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a weird. Yeah. Anyways, number 9 for me, another homie pick. I have Kodak Black. I can bump to his tunes.
Yeah.
I just don't think he has enough for me to put him higher, but there's definitely some songs that are like, oh shit, turn that up.
Yeah.
It's coming on. Yeah. So.
All right. My next, I'm going to have to go with Gunna. I know I might get some heat. Oh, he snitched. Bro, I do not care. He puts out some heat, bro. I do not care.
I didn't even know anything about that. Did he like snitch on his friends or something?
There was like this huge, huge RICO case with like YSL. YSL Records or whatever, and so like Young Thug and Gunna and all of them, PnB Rock was involved with it too, I think. I could be wrong on that, But there was like this huge RICO case, and like Gunna should have done like this long ass sentence, but he snitched hella and he only did like 6 months or something. And so, and they just started putting out hella music, but music he put out was heat, so I don't got an issue with it.
Do you hear that Fuck You Mean song? Yeah. Forrest loves that song.
Dude, Cash Shit on the album is favorite song of his new album. That new album is tough.
I haven't listened to it. I'll have to listen to it.
It's heat.
Number 9, I got Travis Scott. He had a Fortnite concert.
That's the only reason he's in my top 10.
Yeah, but then that one Super Bowl halftime he was at, it was just kind of awful. Like, he's an awful live performer. But
yeah, I mean, he did kill a lot of some people in that concert one time.
Yeah.
Right now he's performing at the Pyramids of Giza in Egypt. And tickets, yeah.
Dude, let him out there.
Yeah.
But dude, the venue is sick. He's performing like hundreds of yards in front of the pyramids, but like they're right in the background on the stage. It's sick. The aerial picture of it's nuts.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sick. All right, number 8, I have Future. He's like one of my OGs when I started first listening to rap. I also didn't realize how many Future songs I had in my playlist. There's a lot, like, low-key.
I totally forgot about Future. I totally forgot to put them on.
I almost forgot about Future. And then I was like, oh, he has, like, 30 songs on my playlist. I was initially going to write how many songs I had on with each, but then I forgot. So maybe next time. But
My 8, I got G-Eazy. I'm going to get some hate. Oh, G-Eazy's so cool. Nah, bro, G-Eazy's heat. That dude is... he's tough. Anyways, yeah, I like G-Eazy. I think he's really good with his melodies. He does a good job of like being able to rap fast, be able to rap slow, change his moods and stuff like that. So I listen to him all the time.
So that's fair. Kind of forgot about him, but
yeah,
man. At my number 8, I've got Kid Cudi. It's like classic, like 2010, 2015, like party song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like in any movie ever in that era, and there's like something going on. Pursuit of Happiness is iconic. So,
fair enough. 7. I think from here on out, they can kind of switch around places depending on my mood. At 7, I have 21 Savage.
That's valid.
He's so valid. Like, I got a lot of 21 Savage on my playlist. And,
My 7, I got Meek Mill. Dude's a legend. He's been around the game for so long, and he's just going to keep going. I mean, you think pregame music, Dreams and Nightmares, stuff like that. 1942 Flows is probably, like, my favorite song.
So underrated.
Cold Hearted, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Like, so fire. Meek Mill is like my 7, but he easily could be like top 5.
My 7 is J. Cole, just because he's got like a crazy storytelling ability.
Yeah.
And I like, it was kind of my first, one of my first rappers that I listened to where I like got super invested in the lyrics.
I was like, J. Cole, I'm curious where it would be for you, just because... Yeah, that's one of your, like...
Yeah. I had a huge J. Cole phase. Yeah. I was like, man!
Yeah. I remember that. Alright. I feel like this guy can be higher, but... Number 6, I have Lil Wayne. Packer fan Lil Wayne.
Yeah!
Dude, he's so legendary.
I
love Lil Wayne. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that, truly.
Number 6, legend, man himself, Tupac Shakur, man's a goat. I've listened to a decent amount of his music, not enough to put him like top 5, top 3 or anything, but easy number 6 slot.
Yeah, just like what he rapped about is still like so prevalent today, it's crazy.
The basic the big things word. Of life.
Crazy? No.
Yes.
stuff. Doesn't seem that crazy to me, man, but okay.
All right, what did we say, dude?
That sounds like a big word.
Yeah, this pick makes me feel so basic. But at six, I've got X. Just because I listen to him
a lot. He's not on my list, but I almost forgot about X. But yeah.
He's also, like, got some of the most streamed albums on Spotify, like, was 17 and everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. It's like, sad rap, but it's, like,
man,
it just hits.
I feel like for, like, our age, he was, like, one of the first, like, rappers that, like, just died suddenly. And it was, like...
Yeah,
because like for changes, I can't stand it. It's for like for like the older generation, like Tupac disappeared.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson died pretty early too, and it's like yeah. My top five is pretty hard to rank, but at this moment, at number five, I have Lil Baby. He's one of my favorite rappers. I'd say a couple years ago, he was like my number one. I can't remember his album names, but there's one I listen to a lot, so, yeah. It's one with the, like, goat on a cliff, or whatever.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Or, no, it's the album right before that. It might be my turn, or it's the album right before it. I'll look it up. But
I'm curious.
My number five is Juice WRLD. I know. Oh, basic white boy, he likes Juice WRLD. Nah, it's Juice WRLD's fire.
It's
tough.
It's like one of those it was my turn here. Okay. One of those ones where it's like, did I really like Juice WRLD that much? But like he's pretty fire.
If I turn on his music, I'm going word for word with every song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that one song that we always turn on?
Come and Go? No.
Well, yeah.
Is it a sad song?
Now I need to look it up.
At number five, I've got Juice WRLD. So, every time one of his songs comes on, like if you're just on shuffle, it's like, all right, let me just crank this and
Lean With Me.
Yeah. No, dude, I know a lot of the lyrics to most of his songs. Yeah, and it's just they go so hard.
It's pretty easy to remember the lyrics for those too, which makes it nice. So, yeah. Number four, I have Eminem. That was like what I used to listen to in middle school before I really got into rap. Like, he was probably my first rapper I really listened to. Yeah, and his songs just went so hard. Like, I remember like walking to Spa listening to Eminem in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Just dying of heat.
For people who don't know, SPA is our summer conditioning, strength and conditioning program that we have at our high school.
Walk
and
there.
And middle school, too.
No. Yeah. Walk there. Like, it was one of, like, running days for track. I'd throw up, walk home like nothing happened. It's the M&M on the way home. Shit was crazy, man.
My number four, I got Bryson Tiller. He's a rapper and an R&B artist. He might qualify more under R&B, but...
Man, that's Molly's favorite.
It's different. Bryson Tiller is Molly's favorite artist.
Yeah.
She better not let her go to a concert. You be seeing what you be doing at the concerts. You'd be
she
like,
went to a concert earlier
Magic
this
Mike
year.
Mode. That boy being... I've been working on putting in overtime. But yeah, Bryson Tiller's number four. That dude's...
At number four, I've got Lil Wayne. He's been so, like... prevalent throughout most of his career. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does sound the same on every feature. So it's like, oh, it's Lil Wayne.
It's just his voice.
He gets a bag and he's out.
Yeah. Super unique. 6'7" is so good. I just
got me going on the Spider-Verse songs too.
Yeah. And I was gonna mention Swae Lee was also in one of the Spider-Verse songs too. It's like, oh.
Well, he's in both. He's in Sunflower and Annihilate.
Oh man. Oh yeah. Yeah, he was.
And Lil Wayne was in Annihilate too.
Yeah. Oh. But Lil Wayne.
Top three's hard. At three I got Kendrick Lamar. And I guess I haven't listened to him much, but
yeah.
Dude's like, he's close to J. Cole with the storytelling. And then he's got those like hype ass banger ones, like
yeah.
Just goes so hard.
Yeah.
So,
I just can't wait to get my number one.
You guys so excited. Aren't gonna. Have we said your name yet?
No. Well, you have.
For my number three, I'm gonna go.
Big Sean. I love Big
Sean. Dude, he's underrated as hell.
So good. Deep Reverence is probably my favorite song of his. That's with Nip. Nipsey Hussle. That song's a banger. A lot of stuff Big Sean talks about in his music is select songs. I'm not going to say all of his music. In select songs, he talks about like, actual real-life stuff that is good to hear. It's not just like a bunch of stuff that you don't want to be putting in your brain when you're listening to music. But a lot of stuff he says is actually positive, which is a good thing, and that's what I kind of like about it.
Yeah, I like Big Sean.
He's fire.
My number three, it's because he's, like, more of a producer in what he can do with, like, his music. And he's also just kind of a wacky person. I've got Kanye.
Like, don't deny, you like his songs.
I do, yeah, no, I do. But, like, a lot of his music is comprised of, like, other people's vocals and stuff. And he's got, like, some songs where it's like, what? Like... Okay, like,
scoopity scoopity.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that where it's like weird, but scoopity, then he's got like bangers like Good Morning and yeah. Ultralight Beam and a lot of the stuff on Life of Pablo. Anyways, yeah, Kanye, he's more of a producer. He's extremely influential, but
number two, I have Kanye.
Oh.
can't promote what he's doing.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with him as a person, but he makes great music.
Was like, oh, I love Jews just randomly like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
but you can't say all the shit you said and then it's like fine suddenly. But yeah, he's easily one of the goats for rap in my opinion. He's been around for so long.
Yeah. For my number two, I got Drake. Drizzy, Six God, man himself. Listened to him hella last night when I went downtown with Keats. Keats has been mentioned hella. But
maybe he's your favorite teammate.
Yeah.
Can't have one favorite. But yeah, Drake's definitely top two for me. My number one, no one can beat my number one. Number one's the GOAT.
I thought you were just about to say it.
Drake, he's very versatile with what he does. He drops fairly recent. Doesn't drop as much as my number one. But, yeah, anyways, love Drake. He's great.
My number two, I've got Eminem. Just because he was so, like, prevalent growing up. And, like, everyone knows who Eminem is. Just because... Because of, like, Rap God and how crazy he was at just rapping in general. You're like, oh, my God. Like, he just goes. And then he's also, like, an excellent live performer, too. Like, you can clearly tell when you listen to live things, mm-hmm. but it's, like, it's not, like, auto-tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just Eminem is so good.
Number one. I have Meek Mill.
That's fair. That's valid.
Dude
That's
is the valid. Biggest hype man of all goddamn time. If you have anything you're nervous for, just throw on some Meek Mill and you're fine. Like, yeah. Dude's got you bumping. I can't even tell you the amount of songs I have in my playlist where it's like Meek Mill and it's like max volume in my car. It goes so hard.
He's tough. I like it. All right. My number one.
The GOAT.
Youngboy. The man himself.
I knew that was coming.
Youngboy. 4K Trey. Kentrell. True Slime. That's Youngboy. So good. Yeah. I've got one playlist of his. Like, I have one playlist that's straight Youngboy, and it's 16 hours long. It's 304 Youngboy songs.
Jesus
I listen
Christ.
To Youngboy way too much, but it's fine because he's the GOAT. He's top of the game right now. This dude drops consistently. I think his goal for 2023 was to drop, like, one album per month.
I was going to say, he drops albums, like,
Jesus.
All the goddamn misses, time.
Never misses. He can be angry, which is a lot, or he can be a little bit melodic. He can have some more sad music, some more emotional music, or he can just be, like, tweaking. And he can just be going, like, crazy. Plus, that dude don't back down from beef. But that dude needs to get off house arrest. I'm trying to see him in concert. But yeah, that's it. True GOAT, Youngboy.
I will see you in concert, young boy.
Got you a poster of young boy.
Yeah, you did. It's going to be in my dorm room.
Let's go. When I was addicted to going to a certain mall and getting posters.
Mall,
but yeah.
My number one hasn't been mentioned yet. You might know who it is.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I had like a two month phase just listening to like everything. And it was the first person I was exposed to that like all of his albums kind of like tied in together. I mean, he's got an absolute like dog shit album. Like there's one of them where it's like, yeah, that's rough. It's so raw. But I've got Tyler the Creator.
Oh yeah, I should
have known. Yeah. No, like he's got a whole story and he's got like multiple characters that he raps as and he's got his like therapist and like they all have like beef with each other. It's like I'm like so invested in it too. It's just I don't know. He raps about some wacky stuff sometimes, but it's like
I deep down I knew both of your number ones, but since we were talking about other shit, I did not remember
it. Yeah.
Like, going into the day, I was like, that's going to be your number one. And then I forgot as we were doing it. And I should have known that was your number one.
Yeah.
I want to name off people that I didn't say. Just, like, no explanation. I got Wiz Khalifa, Childish Gambino, Swae Lee, Jay-Z, 2 Chainz. What does that say? Oh, Chief Keef. Snoop Dogg, Lil Uzi, King Von, T Grizzly, Trippie Redd, Lil Tecca, Rick Ross, Pooh Shiesty.
Putting Pooh Shiesty on there is crazy.
Denzel Curry and Lil Yachty.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say like Ice Cube, Gambino, Rick Ross, Future, Lil Uzi, 50 Cent, Chance. 21 Savage, Future, Kodak, Melly, and then people have not listened to are like Nas, Biggie, and Dre. Like that's who I need to like get around to. But
yeah, my issue with that is like I know they're icons and they'll be icons in my head, but if I don't find them good, then I feel like oh maybe I'm just a shitty person.
Yeah, that's like, fair.
So I'm scared to like listen to that type of stuff because if I don't like it, I'm gonna be like, well, damn, I'm kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But
I mean, for me, it takes like a second listen through for me to really get like okay, because like the first listen through, you're like, all right, I can kind of get behind this, and then the second listen through, you're like actually getting the lyrics and like understanding, it, and you're like, okay, all right,
yeah,
and then yeah. But with Tyler, I've listened to, like, his albums multiple times, yeah. So it's like, okay.
There was a time period I had to tell him to stop playing Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't get the stories, and I'd be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play something else. Okay.
Please play something else.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Go follow Cooper on Instagram. He's trying to hit 1.5K.
Facts.
So, yeah. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.